Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor. Like always, I'm with Daniel Tao. We've reached another episode milestone in this thing we call a podcast. We're up to episode number 40, and we're doing it with this year's Warped Tour Barbecue Band's Reckless Serenade. So let me explain this real quick. Each year, there's something called a barbecue band. So in exchange for playing the tour, the barbecue band prepares the post-show barbecue held for the bands and crews on most evenings. Past barbecue bands included Dropkick Murphys. I believe My Chemical Romance was on the list. So this year's barbecue band is Reckless Serenade. They are a killer band from upstate New York. And we actually have one member from down here in New Jersey, down in the Camden Cherry Hill area, which we go on to discuss. So we had a great time interviewing them, and they give us a lot of secrets as to how to prepare for the infamous Warped Tour Barbecue. We'll get into all that and more real quick. Thank you guys so much for liking us on Facebook, if you haven't already, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/behindthecade, C-A-D-E. We're also on Instagram, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. We're also coming out with a website. Hopefully it'll be done by the middle of this month. Still up in the air. But we have a lot of great acts left in this Warped Tour series. We have Vanna coming up on Thursday. We talked with lead singer Davey Muse. We have a few others. We have From Ashes to New. We have Cold Rain. We have Young Guns. We got a good list. So stay tuned for that. It'll be upcoming in the next couple weeks. Dan also did a podcast with Jason Bittner, formerly of Shadows Fall. That's going to be coming up in later this month, I believe. And yes, we also have that big-ass interview with Heffron Drive that everyone seems to be pumped about. And by everyone, you should see our Twitter. It's crazy. We actually were trending at one point at the hashtag Heffron Drive on Behind the Cade. I don't know. It works. We'll take it. Anyways, that's coming up later this month. And yeah, let's get right into it. Episode 40, Reckless Serenade. Here we go.
Big fan of Yell Labs, Calico Cats, okay.
All right.
They're all right.
Yeah. Dan has what, four cats?
Yeah, four ones. I don't think, I'm not really too into like what cat breeds or what. Yeah, so we have a white and brown one. We have two black ones.
Oh, that's
and
cool,
an old gray one that loves everybody.
Respect.
Yeah, if you can't tell, my girlfriend is crazy for cats.
Hey, they exist out there. The crazy cat people, they're very real.
Yeah, seriously, and it sucks for Johnny. He doesn't have any animals. Mm-hmm. And he just, every time he comes over, he's just like freaking at all. It's like, dude, can we do the interview? Like, leave my cats alone, sicko.
Well, look, I've been sheltered as a kid. I never had, like, any, like, animals. So, like, I play with his cats all the time. Like, if there's a dog, I freak the fuck out. Yeah. Like, I love, like, little fluffy dogs. Yeah. Oh, give me a fucking break.
Nothing better than a good dog, you know? Like, I don't know, Yell Labs, tight. Yeah. Black Labs, tight.
Dude, hot dogs are cool.
Hot dogs. Yes.
Hot dogs are sick.
Corn dogs.
Lately, our new hot dog recipe's been... All right.
Oh, okay.
We got a tortilla, boom. Okay. Queso, boom.
All right.
Dog, boom.
Now,
hold on.
Full dog or cut up dog?
We're talking full on dog.
Full on dog, gotcha.
Full on dog.
Yes.
And, dude, just wrap that up and call it a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Or night.
Now, is that what they're serving on the famous Warped barbecues?
Yes.
How would you describe the wrap, bro?
Dope as hell.
A nice tight wrap, maybe?
Yeah, it's nice super sick and amazing. I guess that's how I would describe it.
Just a whole bunch of goodness in your mouth.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of good things going on in that mouth.
Well, yep, just went there.
I'm standing. I have all these things in my pocket.
Oh, Santa, you bailed.
Yeah. Hey, so, man. Hey.
Here, you can take a seat. Here, take it.
We're back in the green. yes.
There we go. See, I'll sit on the floor, like, really, can we call it Indian style, or is it, like... Yeah,
I think it's Native American style
Native
now.
Native American style.
Yeah.
I love how you just freaked out right there. look, shit keeps getting changed like every other day, so really doesn't matter.
Actually, we come from a town where we're the Maypack Indians football team, and people have been trying to change it for years, but they're just like, oh, what? It's a tradition. It's like
sitting with the Redskins.
Yeah, exact same thing. What a joke.
Yeah, man. So how'd you get your start?
Oh, we're interviewing us now.
Yeah.
Yes, why not?
The tables have turned.
Ah, damn. So we started this about maybe 2 years ago, just online only. It was just me talking about random tours that I've been to and stuff like that. Like the year before that, what the hell was that, Dan? I think I do now. But like the year before I started this, I actually went to 53 shows in a year, which is like a little bit over one a week.
Wow.
So I just wanted to speak about it, put it on hiatus, joined a band. Band's now somewhat on a hiatus, whatever. And then Dan was the drummer of that band.
Weird.
Decided to do this, and here we are today.
That's awesome, man. I admire people who do interviews. I'm a huge Howard Stern fan, which is like...
I'm an ONA fan.
All right, that's cool too, man. Okay, I listen to their stuff.
Usually it's like one or the other.
Dude,
but
I love Jim Norton.
Of course. I do not love Little Jimmy.
Bill Burr, whenever he comes on the show, that's sick.
Burr's a fucking animal. Joe Rogan, Louis C.K.
Yeah, Rogan. I love his podcast.
Me too.
Yeah, we could talk about podcasts for a while too. So
well, this
I'm
is
not,
a podcast,
guess.
So might as
is
well.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's called Behind the Barricade Podcast, so.
Hey, great to be on the podcast.
Yes. Exactly. But anyways, let's talk about the band a little bit. Why not?
Sure, man.
Yes. So you're out on a Warped Tour already. You started off in Texas.
Yeah.
And I think you have Las Vegas coming up. Like in the near future? I'm talking about like really hot ass places.
Yeah. We got to go to Phoenix still.
Oh.
Cali. For a while, we got all the really hot places out of the way, but I think we're about to dip into some hotter terror.
Yeah. I said we're about to get right back in it. But yeah, no, it's good the way the tour worked out because the first couple days were like some of the hottest. So it sort of like breaks you in. Because then when we came up here, up by Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, we were like, oh, it's not too hot. We've definitely seen hotter.
Now, we heard that Jones Beach was a pretty cool tour. I mean, a good date because it was cold. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, it was definitely, it was the first day that I was actually cold. And I almost preferred the heat at that point. I was like, damn, let's see how Corey feels.
Let's see. How do you feel?
I agree with Mark. So Jones Beach was this funny one because it was very cold in the morning, but when we woke up, our grill was on fire. It was like literally a flame. So
someone forgot to put it out.
Yeah. one or two coals were, I guess, still burning by the end of the night, and so we were driving all night, and it cultivated a nice little flame for itself, and it had a bag of charcoal in the grill, and it just we woke up to this just explosion of like beer cans and fucking.
Now this was in your van?
Outside. So we tow the grill along. So it's like a giant industrial sized grill or a smoker technically. And so we took it with us to Jones Beach, and it was great. The fire department had to come down. The police came. They kicked us off premises. It was great.
Well, at least you were towing in, didn't have it inside.
That's true. And we rose from the ashes admirably. You know. So.
And we had a great barbecue after that. It was actually sponsored by Schweid & Sons Burger Company. They gave us like 400 free burgers.
Damn.
And
you ate all of them?
Yeah, no. Well, it actually started to rain. So we made 200, and then we saved them for the barbecue the next night and then made the rest then. But definitely great burgers, like for sure.
So that day didn't seem to be too bad then.
Which day?
Jones Beach.
Yeah, Jones Beach. We really turned it around with the barbecue. You know, I feel like no matter what kind of day we're having, we really just want to have a great dinner service. And I feel like everybody comes together for the barbecue. Like, I'd say that's the one thing we've been doing consistently well this whole tour. It's just like the barbecue every single night.
Well, you got to eat.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, it's been fun.
So now, is there a show or a venue that you're not looking forward to for weather or, you know, just the people that are there? Anything specific?
Yeah, I guess we could go around the horn here. But just from around, like, the people on the tour, I've heard a lot of complaints about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Just that's on, like, blacktop, and it's, like, Las Vegas in the desert.
110 degrees on top.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the one that stuck out the most to me, so I guess we'll see.
I guess either Vegas or Phoenix. But I kind of like when it's, like, too hot, kind of weeds out the week. You're only there if you really want to be there, and it's sick.
I personally am, like, a little more lucky in the heat, so I'm going to be really blowing all my money in Las Vegas that night, you know, hoping that we can really turn this tour around, you know.
Have you guys ever been to Vegas before?
Yeah, once. It chewed us up, man. It spit us right back out.
That's what Vegas is known for.
Yeah. Lady Luck is a fickle, fickle woman.
Goddamn right she is. Well, you know what? You could actually, on your off date, go see Britney Spears live.
What?
Yeah.
Where is she playing?
Planet Hollywood.
Holy shit.
She's got a residency there. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Now, I don't know how much actual singing it is. It could be a little...
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I'll take what I can get.
But I hear the choreography is phenomenal.
I bet. To die for, I'm sure. I'm handing this over to my friend Rob.
Hey.
So, what stage are you guys on Warped Tour?
The Full Sail stage.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's the up-and-coming bands type of deal, or?
Yeah, I'd say for the most part, there's a lot of really awesome bands on the Full Sail stage. I'd say my favorites right now are With Confidence, Mother Feather, Cane Hill, Old Wounds is really awesome, Avion Rail. Am I missing any? There's like so many sick ones. I don't want to forget anybody. Broadside's really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, everyone on our stage, we've lucked out in that, like, none of them really have an ego or anything. They've been very open to, like, talking, and, like, we've all been hanging out with each other a lot. So it's cool to have that kind of open community when you come into a new place like Warped Tour, where there's a lot of intimidation involved in going on such a huge festival like this. So it's cool that everyone's on the same page. Everyone's just super chill and down to earth.
Yeah. So is there any bands out there that, you know, are a little, like, reserved or something like that, where you're like, oh, I would love to meet the guys in Yellow Card, but they're kind of keep to themselves type of deal, or?
You just don't really see them that often, because I guess that everybody has, like, a sweet bus. Like, if I had Yellow Card's bus, I'd never show my face out here. I'd come
not
out
even
from
for
my
shows.
Set and go right back in. But
same with Sum 41. Like, you know, they have, like, Nuts Bus, and so, like, you see them, like, around, but they definitely try to keep to themselves a little bit, I think, so. And that's cool, you know, we kind of respect that. I think everyone kind of sees, like, everyone around. They all know, like, we all need personal space sometimes. It gets very overwhelming sometimes on Warped Tour.
So there's no, like, real fanboy-isms going on?
No, definitely not. I think, like, everyone's pretty chill. Like, everyone understands, like, hey, like, I grew up listening to your band, but I'm still not going to run up to you and be like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, can I get an autograph, can I get a picture? Like, it's not really the etiquette, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure they've seen a ton of that so far. What about Reckless Sirenade? How many people coming up to you and just going, hey, can I get a picture or autograph?
Probably millions.
Millions, yeah.
Yeah, probably millions. Okay. No, I mean, like a good amount. We're not the biggest band. We're not the smallest band, yeah. You know. But a lot of new faces and a lot of new people that we're meeting and becoming friends with. And this has just been really, really great in that aspect. You know what I mean? So many people that we wouldn't have reached before if mm-hmm. it wasn't for this. So.
Yeah, hell yeah. So are you guys supporting any new record, new EP, anything going on right now?
Yeah, we have a new EP called Strange Soul we released right before we went on the tour.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's 6 tracks. And yeah, we released it through In Vogue Records.
Through which one?
In Vogue Records.
Oh, In Vogue, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the new release we've been sporting lately.
Nice. How's yeah. the response been so far within the tour or even without?
I think it's been great. I think I was personally surprised to see as many people sing along today as I did. Like, everyone was singing along to, like, old songs and new songs. Like, it seems like everyone who knows Strange Soul, like, everyone who's seen us play before or has, like, heard our music have, like, learned our songs, which is yeah. awesome, you know? So, especially Fool's Gold. I feel like Fool's Gold really, like, takes off. It's like one of our newer, I guess, singles, you could say. And people really dig that one, so it's awesome.
Awesome. Any music videos on the horizon for these new songs?
Yeah, we're hoping for the end of August to release a video for a song called With Friends Like These.
Okay.
It's cool because we work with this guy, Andrew Kaiser, who he was going to school in New York for film, and we've known him for a while, so he's done all of our music videos for the most part.
Oh,
and
awesome.
He's always trying to raise the bar, and so are we. So it's very competitive in a way. Like, we try and give him the best song, and he tries to come up with the best theme for it. So this one's like very like fighter pilot, end of the world type stuff. So we're trying to see how it goes. All green screen stuff. It's exciting.
It's like some real San Andreas shit is going to be expected. Yes.
Exactly. So hopefully, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully by the end of August should be out.
Awesome. Any fall tours ahead or?
Not yet. I mean, what do you guys think? We're trying to figure that out.
I think our goal for basically now until the end of the year is just doing another tour in the fall, whether it be a support tour for another band or just us going out and seeing like how well we did on Warped, kind of sort of like an assessment that way. And then after that, starting to just write some new songs in the winter and then hopefully put out another album by next summer, hopefully.
Awesome. So it seems like a lot of things are on the horizon for Reckless Serenade.
A lot of things be cooking, my man.
Goddamn right, including those hot dogs and the burgers.
Including those damn hot dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are you considered a barbecue band?
Yeah. So basically,
okay. They
every year Warped Tour has a barbecue band. Yep. So we're this year's barbecue band. So.
Nice.
It's cool. There's been some bigger bands that have done it in the past. Like, I think My Chemical Romance did it one year.
Yep.
Dropkick Murphys did it.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a very strange like Hall of Fame to be in. You know what I mean?
It is.
Like, yeah.
Only the best of the best.
Only the best of the best, yeah. So, you know, it's cool to be lumped into those with those bands any way you can, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, it's been rad.
Awesome. Now, any interactions with Kevin Lyman or?
Yeah, he actually he took us really under his wing for the first night because, like, he knows more about that grill than we probably ever will. And so he pulled us aside. He showed us how it worked. And the first barbecue, he did, like, so much work with us, like, showing us how to, you know, cook certain things, season certain things. So it was a really very crash course in how to use the smoker, you know.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, he's very down to earth. He's really not afraid to get his hands dirty and, like, help out with the cause, you know.
So you could actually see, like, Kevin Lyman on the Food Network cooking with
Bugs. Oh, yeah, he would definitely kill it on the Food Network. I could definitely see him working on a nice little dry rub with Bobby Flay. I don't know. Am I alone in that? I don't know. Maybe Alton Brown. Yeah.
Hey.
He's a cool dude.
Never know. All right, I think that's it on our end. Anything cool. You'd like to plug? Your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, wherever people could find your music?
Everywhere. Yeah, our new EP is out on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, I believe, all the main outlets. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, working on a Snapchat, I believe. Do we have a Snapchat already? Did we make the account?
No.
All right, scratch that.
I hear
that.
That's the way to go. I still have no idea what a Snapchat is.
Yeah, pretty much you just take a picture of your penis and then you send it.
I thought that was Grindr.
Two people.
Damn wrong app.
No, definitely Snapchat.
They're called hoagies.
I've said too much.
Okay. Actually, one last question. I just thought of this. Has like Google searches been like annoying since All Time Low has the song Reckless Serenade?
I think it hasn't been too bad, but the Arctic Monkey song.
I have a
funny story about that.
Yeah.
Our old bass player, his grandma Googled Reckless Serenade because she wanted to, like, check out the band.
Of course.
And then a video of Arctic Monkeys playing the song Reckless Serenade at a Reading Leeds Festival popped up for, like, a billion people. So his grandma's watching this video, and she's like, holy shit, you guys are doing really well. And he was like, yeah, grandma, like, it's going great.
Yeah. On the outside of, like, a VFW hall, yeah. Like, yeah, we're doing good. Yeah. We got about, like, 30 people. Yeah. 30,000 people. Yeah, oh, awesome.
But yeah, that's probably the best mix-up for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the worst was we were in a band, and we were originally called The Faded Line, and some small little metal band called Lamb of God had a song called The Faded Line. Ended up having to change it, so it's a pain in the ass. But anyways, Reckless Serenade, thank you guys so much.
Yeah,
it's been a blast.
Thanks for having us.
Hell yeah.
And there you have it. Episode number 40 is in the books. Thank you so much to the guys in Reckless Serenade for taking the time out to talk with us. They were great. We had a nice conversation about basically everything, as you just heard. So anyways, we're going to leave you here with one of their tracks, like always. We're going to go with the song Pretty Monster. It's off of their EP Out Here, which you can get on their Bandcamp at recklessserenade.bandcamp.com. And I believe the link is in the description for this episode. So definitely go on there. It's a buy now or / name your own price. So please throw the guys a couple bucks, let them do what they do, and they do it goddamn well. So anyways, without further ado, here's Pretty Monster from Reckless Serenade. We'll see you Thursday with Davey Muse of Vanna.
Carolina, there's no other finer.